Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to discuss this hot topic that's been wrestled with or argued throughout church history. Here's the question. What is baptismal regeneration? And do we agree with the idea of baptismal regeneration? Now, some of you are going, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, it's real simple. There are two words, baptismal and regeneration. I think you guys all know the first word, baptize, right? When a person is baptized, they are baptized with what? Water, right? Okay. So we see the first word. The second word, the R word, regeneration, again, a very, very simple word. It literally means to have a regenesis or a new beginning, or as Jesus says in John chapter 3, being born again. You all know that we come into this world physically alive, but spiritually dead, disconnected from God. That's because we all have a sin nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve. This sin nature not only causes us to be disconnected from God, but we also are under the just judgment of God. So we come into this world spiritually dead to God and under the just judgment of God. We're all on a highway to hell, and we need to be saved from that, correct? Okay. Now, the question is, really, when is a person saved, or when is a person given a new genesis, a regenesis? When is a person born again? Not physically, because we've already come to this world alive in the physical realm, but when is a person born again in God's realm, the spiritual realm? You have to understand, God is a spirit being, okay? Adam and Eve, God had created them so that they could be alive in both realms, the physical realm, as well as in God's realm, the spiritual realm. They were alive to each other physically, Adam and Eve. They could relate to their physical surroundings. They had their senses of smelling and tasting and touching and so forth, but they were also alive and connected in God's realm. That's because neither Adam nor Eve had a sin nature originally when they were created, okay? Unfortunately, they sinned, right? They immediately died in which realm? In God's realm, the spiritual realm. They were still alive physically, but no longer were they connected to God. They were disconnected from God. And that's why when they noticed there was something wrong, they tried to sow fig leaves, make fig leaves to cover what they thought was their external problem. The problem was that their problem wasn't external, it was internal. They were dead to God in God's realm. They were no longer connected to God. And they tried to cover up that shame, that guilt, by making fig leaves, which obviously we know could never take care of that shame and guilt they have. The problem is we all come into this world the same way, right? Physically alive, we're alive in that realm, but we're dead to God in His realm. So the question is, how is a person born again spiritually? How is a person given a regenesis, meaning a new beginning with God in that spiritual realm? So when we ask the question, what is baptismal regeneration? I think it's pretty clear. There are certain religions that believe that a person is made alive in God's realm, is regenerated through water baptism. So there are certain religions like the Catholic religion, like the Orthodox religion, they preach and teach baptismal regeneration. So if you've ever gone to when a baby in either of those denominations, when a baby is baptized, if you ever attended that, you will hear priests say that this person now has received the Holy Spirit. This person now is in God's family. What are they saying? They are saying that that child has been regenerated, made alive in God's realm through this water baptism. Okay? Now, we, as Bible-believing, Bible, I don't want to say scholars, but people who read the Bible, study the Bible, and believe in what God says in the Bible, we do not, let me repeat, we do not agree with the concept of baptismal generation. Baptism, again, with water. Okay, we don't believe in that. Baptism, the water baptism, is the outward sign of the inward reality. A person is baptized with water as a sign showing the fact that they've already been regenerated, made alive in God's realm, spiritually, internally. And that is the work of God and God alone. Again, Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." Jesus said, "You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound." He's talking about in the physical realm. He says, "You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Jesus did not teach water baptismal regeneration. He taught spirit baptismal regeneration. A person is born again. A person is regenerated. A person is made alive in the spiritual realm according to the words of Jesus by God the Holy Spirit. That is a work of God which is so God-centered that Jesus used the illustration. Just like we who are alive in the physical realm cannot even tell where the wind blows, where it comes from, where it's going, in the realm we're alive in. Jesus is the same when it comes to the work of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon a person. The person hasn't asked for that. Person isn't looking for that. A person is not expecting that. It is truly and purely a work of God. It is God's grace. Again, Jesus made it very clear. He's talking to this Pharisee, religious leader by the name of Nicodemus, a scholar, a teacher there in Israel, the teacher in Israel. And Jesus makes the point that you can't do anything in order to save yourself, in order to make yourself alive in the spiritual realm. And he uses the illustration. He says, the wind blows wherever it pleases. Nicodemus, in your realm, the only realm you're alive in, the physical realm, the wind, which is in that realm, it blows wherever it pleases. And Nicodemus, you might hear its sound, but you have no idea where it's coming from or where it's going. And then Jesus says, it is the same with everyone born of the Spirit. You can't predict it. You can't ask for it. You can't manipulate it. You can't generate it. And certainly, water baptism does not make spirit baptism regeneration happen. It is purely the work of God in His grace. And that's why God gets all the glory. Again, another great verse is in Titus chapter 3. Paul makes that very clear also. He says that at one time, he's talking to believers, he's talking about how they and we all used to be. He says at one time, Titus 3 verse 3, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. And that's a beautiful picture of how we used to be when we were only alive in the physical realm. We were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved by our sin nature. We hated people. We were hated by others. And we lived in malice and envy with people. That's because we were led by our sin nature. And we were only alive in one realm, the physical realm. And the only thing we cared about was satisfying our physical pleasures. But, verse 4, when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared. By the way, it's a great verse showing that Jesus is God. The kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared. He saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done, you know, like maybe getting water baptized or all kinds of religious works. How were we saved? How were we regenerated? It was because of His mercy. He saved us through the, here it is, washing of rebirth and renewal by water? No, by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that having been justified by His grace, we are heirs, having the hope, the certainty of eternal life. Friends, that cannot be any clearer. How is a person regenerated? It is not through water baptism. It is not through anything we could do. It is because of God's grace, God's mercy, God's kindness, and God's love. We are renewed. We are regenerated. How? By the washing of rebirth through the Holy Spirit. And then you combine John 3 when Jesus said, you must be born again. He said, just like you can't tell where the physical wind is coming and going, He goes, it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. He just comes upon you. It is all of Him. How are we regenerated? It is an act of God, a work of God, and it is all for the glory of God. We'll talk more on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we're discussing this hot topic. Is baptismal regeneration biblical? Well, if you were with us on the first part of the show, we learned really what baptismal regeneration is. There are certain denominations in the world, i.e. the Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, and others, that teach that a person is regenerated, born again, made alive in the spiritual realm, having the gift of eternal life. That person is regenerated through baptism. They're not talking about baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're talking about water baptism. And again, as I shared at the top of the show, if you've ever gone to a baptism of a child, whether it's the Catholic Church or the Orthodox Church, it's very clear what the priest says. This person, this child, as the child is baptized by water, the priest says this child has received the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, that's not biblical. That is not even close to being biblical. You don't receive the Holy Spirit because of an act that you perform or that somebody performs on you, like baptism. You receive the Holy Spirit as a gift of God's grace and mercy. Again, we looked at Titus chapter 3. We looked at John chapter 3. Jesus says you must be born again. That is only the work of the Spirit. He regenerates you. He makes you alive. He gives you the gift of faith so you can confess your sins. You can put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are justified by God, adopted by God. You are a child of God forever. That is all a work of God. It has absolutely nothing to do with water baptism. Again, water baptism is the outward sign of the inward reality. You are already regenerated. You are already made alive in God's realm, the spiritual realm, by the Holy Spirit. Had nothing to do with you. It is all of God. That is the inward reality. And then you submit to water baptism, as the outward sign of that which has already happened to you, right? For those who preach and teach baptismal regeneration, they teach that a person is actually saved when they are water baptized. You just listen to what the priest says. Let me go a little further here. The thing that's even scarier about this false doctrine of baptismal regeneration, again, when I say baptismal regeneration, I'm saying water baptism, okay? I'm not talking spirit baptism, all right? Those who teach water baptismal regeneration, what they teach is that this person has received the Holy Spirit because of their water baptism, and that now this person is a recipient of God's grace, they say. God's grace that has now opened the door for that person now to continue to do good works in order to keep or earn their salvation. I'll give you an example. In the Orthodox Church, in the Orthodox religion, and again, as I've studied on this, there are different views within the Orthodox religion, as there are different views in the Catholic, even Protestants. But primarily, the Orthodox religion holds the view that when a child is baptized with water, that child receives God the Holy Spirit, that child's original sin has been forgiven, and now that child has an opportunity through his or her good religious works over the years to keep his or her salvation. What they're saying is, not only do they believe in water baptismal regeneration, which is not biblical, they also do not believe once saved, always saved. Do you understand what I just said there? They do not believe, well, that a person is ever truly saved once for all time. And that's why they force people to go through all these different religious exercises, rituals, routines, all through their life. So that that person who, through water baptism, was regenerated, but that was kind of the starting point whereby God opened the door to salvation, but then the person has to finish the job through their own works. Now, again, that is completely unbiblical. Again, you can just read in Hebrews chapter 10 that the Bible talks very clearly about once saved, always saved, true believers once saved, always saved. In verse 11 of chapter 10, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But when this priest, talking about Jesus Christ, the perfect high priest, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 14, for by one sacrifice he is made perfect, in terms of saved, forever those who are being made holy. Verse 18, and where sins have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. So the Bible teaches very clearly that a true believer is once saved for all time. Again, staying in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Verse 24, I'll start it. Because Jesus lives forever, key word, lives, second word, forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, verse 25, he is able to save, listen, completely those who come to God through him. Why? Because he always lives. You see the word lives again, to intercede for them. Many Christians don't understand what Jesus is doing in heaven right now. They understand his crucifixion while here on earth. They understand his resurrection while here on earth. They even understand his ascension to heaven 40 days after his resurrection. But what they don't understand is what he's doing in heaven right now. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is in his what's called heavenly session or heavenly intercession. The devil, who's the accuser of brothers and sisters, Christians, day and night before God, accuses us every time we sin, but Jesus is our great advocate. He is the one who intercedes for us. He is the one who is fulfilling his heavenly session right now, where an accusation comes against me before God, and Jesus says, Father, I even paid for that sin of Andrew's. You see, that's why I don't have to perform religious duties to either try to keep my salvation or try to finish that work of salvation. I am saved once for all time. That's because Jesus Christ offered once for all time his perfect sacrifice for my sins and the sins of the people he came to save. So, when you think of this idea of water, baptismal regeneration, it is so unbiblical on two fronts. Number one, it says that a person is regenerated, made alive to God through water baptism, which is wrong. And then number two, it says, well, that person is not automatically saved once for all time through that regeneration, but rather now they have the opportunity to keep and earn their true salvation. Again, that is so unbiblical. And you've got people week in and week out throughout this world that are living in fear, living in guilt, living in uncertainty, and not even understanding the teachings of their denomination. And again, let me be very clear here. I'm not simply picking on the Orthodox or the Catholics. There are Protestants who teach the same thing. Okay? And it's wrong, because what it does is it places all the emphasis on man. Man is the one who performs this water baptism that then allows him to be regenerated. It's all man-centered. Man then has to continue to jump through the religious hoops in order to keep his salvation or secure his salvation. Again, it's man-centered. Look, you can read the entire letter of Galatians that Paul wrote to the Galatian believers complaining against the false teaching Judaizer. What were they teaching? They weren't teaching water baptism regeneration. They were teaching fleshly circumcision regeneration. They were saying that the young Galatian believers to whom Paul had preached the true gospel, you say by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, the Judaizers were saying that Paul was a fraud, he wasn't a real apostle, and they were telling the young Galatian believers that Paul preached a false gospel. And they were saying that the Galatian believers were not truly saved. They said the Galatian believers had to first be circumcised, follow the traditions of Moses, convert and become Jews. They could then believe in Jesus, and then maybe this Jesus plus gospel that the Judaizers preached. They said that maybe the Galatians could eventually be saved through their own efforts. Paul, in chapter 3 of Galatians, ripped into the Galatian believers. He called them foolish blockheads. He said, you foolish Galatians. And I'm telling you, in the Greek, he's calling them blockheads, senseless blockheads. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Paul says, when I came to you, before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, by being circumcised, by following the traditions of Moses? Or did you receive the Spirit by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish, he said, after beginning by the means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by the means of the flesh? You see, guys, this idea of human effort regeneration is nothing new. It's as old as old can get. It actually comes from the pit of hell, from Satan. And see, Satan doesn't care if Christians are told or people are told, well, here's how you're made alive to God. Here's how you have a shot for eternal life. Satan doesn't care. You can even use the name of Jesus as long as the truth from the Bible is not being preached. You've got so many denominations in the world today that talk about Jesus, use his name, will even baptize in his name. The problem is what they're doing is teaching a false doctrine. You cannot be made alive in God's realm, the spiritual realm, because of circumcision of the flesh, because of water baptism, or any other human work or effort. You are made alive in God's realm by God's Spirit. The Holy Spirit regenerates you. And that's all his work, and it's a gift from him. And once you are regenerated by the Holy Spirit, again, you're given the gift of faith. Your faith does not regenerate you. You've got nothing to offer to your regeneration. You're first regenerated, then given the gift of faith. Regenerated, made alive, given a gift of faith. You understand you're a sinner. You understand Jesus is the only Savior of sinners. You repent of your sins. You put your faith and trust in Christ. That's all a gift from God. You are justified. You're declared not guilty in God's eyes, considered righteous in God's eyes because of the righteousness of Christ has been credited to your account. You're adopted into God's family. You're sealed by God, the Holy Spirit. You are saved once for all time. And any of the works you do after that, you do out of a grateful heart because of the free gift of saving grace, of being regenerated by God's grace. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. There's nothing you can do to keep or add to your salvation. It is all of God's grace. We believe that the Bible is very clear. A person is regenerated because of God's grace. A person who is truly regenerated by God's grace is truly saved once for all time. That's why in Romans 8, God the Father can say there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You probably know some people who are on that religious treadmill. They use the word grace, they use the word save, they talk about Jesus, but they live in fear and they're constantly doing all these religious works because they've been taught that they're not really saved unless they finish the job of what is said that Jesus started. Friends, that is false. That is heretical. And there are so many people living under that. I hope you're not, as the listener. I hope you know that you've been made alive, regenerated by God the Holy Spirit. And I hope you know that you have the certainty that you are saved once for all time through Jesus Christ and his divine accomplishment. It has nothing to do with human achievement. And so you need to rejoice in God's mercy and grace. And you need to be out there talking with people. And don't say to them, hey, are you saved? Are you a Christian? This and that. No. You simply ask this question. How are you regenerated? And once you are regenerated, are you saved once for all time? Ask those two questions. How are you regenerated? And once you're regenerated, are you saved once for all time? You will then see if a person is truly, truly saved according to what God's word says. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.